This is KUNC. Many chronic pain sufferers are prescribed opioids to treat their conditions, but it could become harder to get them with a patchwork of new regulations aimed at restricting the abuse of these drugs nationwide. Colorado lawmakers passed their own limits this year that the governor signed into law. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel looks at what the legislation does and doesn't do.
Senate Bill 22 limits opioid prescriptions for new patients and those with acute injuries or recent surgeries to 7 days. It also requires medical professionals to check the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program database before writing any refills.
Chronic pain is left alone as far as this particular statute.
That's Robert Valick. He's a professor of pharmacy at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus.
Totally at the discretion of the provider. And if they say it's chronic pain, then Senate Bill 22 does not apply.
Valick is also director of the Colorado Consortium for Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention, which was created to address the state's opioid crisis. About 90% of those who abuse, overdose, or die from opioids started with extra pain pills that were prescribed to them or someone else.
The goal is to not have people get a prescription for 80 or 90 of these tablets, end up going home taking 5 or 8 or whatever, and then having 70 left over, which is, unfortunately, has become very common.
He says the legislation is more about educating doctors about their prescribing practices. But it's not without its critics, like Chris Cottonstead.
Because now if I write you a prescription, I have to see you back in 7 days, which means I have to keep an open slot in 7 days that otherwise would be full because I'm booked out over a month.
Cottonstead is a physician assistant at the Colorado Spine Institute. He says pharmacies don't always fill his prescriptions.
So I will put, you know, patient's pain is expected to last longer than 14 days, which should allow that prescription to be filled according to the way it was written. The issue is that they still won't fill it. And so, again, it's a 7-day return.
So bend forward and arch your back like a cat. Soar in there to do that?
A little.
Okay.
Each month, Cottonstead meets with Lucille. She's 64 and has chronic back pain because of a genetic condition. She asked that we not use her real name for privacy reasons.
Do you need refills on your medicines today?
I do.
Every day, Lucille takes 2 extended-release morphine tablets and 3 or 4 hydrocodone pills. She is prescribed a 30-day dose of each.
My husband and I kayak, we snowshoe, we hike regularly, we walk, I can cook again. So I have my life back.
Even though she's not directly impacted by Senate Bill 22, Lucille worries that with so much attention on the opioid crisis, her medication could be limited because of a fear that everyone who takes pain pills will become addicted.
People look at you like, well, there she is. You know, she's either there or she's heading that way. So it's embarrassing. It's sad. And it makes me angry.
But even with the best of intentions, Robert Valick says patients are getting caught in the middle.
There's all this stuff going on, and it's very confusing. And it is difficult for patients to know, what am I supposed to do in here?
Chris Cottonstead goes even further. If the different restrictions prevent patients from getting their medication, he says the consequences could be dire.
Through no fault of their own, they go into withdrawal or they have other secondary side effects, and then you kind of have to start over. The other issue with not having these medicines is people lose their tolerance to the medication.
Limiting pain pill prescriptions is only one piece of the state's plan to stop opioid abuse. Governor Hickenlooper also signed bills from the legislative session that address insurance reform, prevention, and treatment. But it's not just the state that's cracking down. Insurance companies have their own set of guidelines, while pharmacies like CVS Health and Walmart also limit prescriptions and dosages. And Medicare plans to implement similar changes starting January 1st. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.